You're listening to The Bridge Metro West, located at 7 Strathmore Road in Natick, Massachusetts. For more information about The Bridge Metro West, our weekly Sunday gatherings, and other events, go to www.bridgemetrowest.com.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am not asking you guys to repeat. Praise the Lord. We thank God for grace. I want to take this time to honor the father of this house, Apostle Paul. When I received the text, my knee buckled. To stand in his stead to speak is not easy. An apostle of fire, he texted me. And I quickly text my wife. I said, guess what? We are going to Natick. And I'm grateful. Can we stand and honor him in his absence? Yes. Apostle, I know you're watching. We honor you, sir. I also want to take this time to honor my father in the Lord, Apostle Bernard. Honor him. He called me this morning and prayed for me. Also want to honor my uncle, too. Pastor Manny, he texted me. He said, Prophet, I'm praying for you. We thank God. Also want to honor my wife that's here with me and all the leaders in the house. I honor all of you. Thank you so much. Please take your seat. Father, I thank you for what you have done. And thus far, the only words that we have, Lord, is look what you have done. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, I pray that you will touch my tongue the same way you touched the tongue of Jeremiah. Let every word that comes out of me, Oboshata, come from you. Oh God, hide me behind the cross. Be seen, be heard, and be glorified. Lord, as your people are edified, you shall be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a fight. Because when I went before the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to speak just a word that I already have in my archive. And he directed me. The title that he gave me is God is measuring you. God is measuring you. Praise the Lord. And he said, tell them that they will know me as the tailor this season. The tailor. I had a little bit of trouble because I searched in the word. I did not see God as a tailor. But when he began to lecture me, he showed me in the scriptures that I am a tailor. And as I was coming here in the car, the Lord opened my eyes. I had a vision. I saw this angel on top of this beautiful mountain of gold. And the angel had, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The angel had a shofar. He blew the shofar, and all of a sudden, I saw men begin to climb the mountain. But there was this other angel that was standing next to me that was explaining to me what I'm seeing. He said, the men that you are seeing that's climbing this mountain are men of consecration. But to my amazement, I did not see much of them. There was only a few. But there were others that was looking at them climbing, but they did not participate. So I said, how come the other ones are not climbing? And he said to me, they were not willing to stay in place to receive their garments. I said, ah. And then the Holy Ghost said to me, I will never bring you to a place without dressing you first. Ezekiel 47, Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 3. I'll read for you. Going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water. It was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass through. For the river had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he led me back to the bank of the river. As I went back, I saw on the bank of the river were many trees on the side and on the other. And he said to me, this water flows toward the east region and goes down to the Arabah and enters the sea. When the water that flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. And there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh. So everything lives where the river goes. From the ankle to the knee. From the knee to the waist. From the waist to the shoulder. Until the spirit overflow. I did not come to preach. I come to make an announcement that the overflow season has come. Amen. Woman of God, please stand. Yes, you. Whenever God visits me, he comes to me as an old man. That old man is standing next to you and said, tell her, with long life will I satisfy her. You shall live and not die. There's many more things that you have to see, the Lord said. For I see in the realm of the spirit an angel of the Lord pouring liquid fire on you. And you're about to see things that you prayed for a long time. For I am seeing the spirit of John Paul Jackson. And I see Okoba Siatai. And I see he removed glasses from him and he placed it on your face. Akabasaya. From my ankle to my knees. From my knees to my waist. From my waist to my shoulders. Until the spirit overflow. I walked in here and the Lord said, you step into a new season. I said, a new season. He said, because you kept your integrity, I've ushered you into prosperity. The overflow that you're about to walk in, it will feel like warfare in the beginning. It's not warfare, it's measurement. God is the tailor, and he knows the measurements for everyone. For example, he knows what you can bear. I come to announce to you, my God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. For the things that you call warfare, you misunderstood it. It's not warfare, it's measurement. And the tailor that he is, he does not tailor the clothes off of you. He does it on you. This is why you feel all the pain. You feel the pain is because you keep on moving. Stay in place and be measured. You feel the pain of the needle. Because you can't stay in place. So every time God is doing what he has to do, you feel everything. You have to feel everything because after he's done with you, what you have on will be well fitted. No one can take it. No one can wear what God will put on you because he measured it on you. A tailor will look at you and tell you your size and will do something for you off of you. But God, He will put everything on you and do it on you. Every pain, you're going to feel it. It's not warfare. It's measurement. For many of you have prayed, Lord, expand me. No problem. Can you stay in place? I don't mind expanding you. I don't mind increasing your territories. But before the occasion, you must dress for it. In the book of Luke, Jesus said, He said He was given a parable that He told. He said, go to the highways and the byways. Compel them to come. But before they come, they must be dressed for the occasion. I come to let you know this morning, you are being dressed for the occasion. This is why you feel all these pain, these back and forth. Oh my God. This is why you think that you're going through up and down. It's not up and down. It's God measuring you. It's Him measuring you for the occasion. And when you show up there, you will be dressed for it. There will be favor. There will be power. Stay in place. You move too much. And for the place of this measurement is called the secret place. This measurement cannot take place in the public. You must enter the secret place. It's in the secret place. God put you in his machine of X-ray. And He will begin to scan your life. He said, what happened? Ever since I give you the prophetic grace, your head grew big. What happened? It's Him measuring you. Because where I'm sending you, your heart must be big, your head must be small. It's measurement. Young man, every time I put my grace on you, it's an investment. Be careful what you do with it. See, some of you want power, you want grace, you want the prophetic anointing. God doesn't mind giving it to you, but there's something in your life that is speaking against you. That pride, that the last time you minister, people clap for you, and that clap got to your head. Now you must go back to the secret place for God to measure you again. Praise the Lord. That last success is what is endorsing your failure now. The last success got to your head and you thought you were all that until God called you back to the secret place. Praise the Lord. It's measurement. You must stay in place. I don't mind bringing you into the realm of business, but you must learn to do business with me first. You see, tailors take details very seriously. A professional tailor knows how to take measurements for men and women and may take measurements of your waist, pants, sleeves, and also neck. So in this journey that you are in with God, details are very important to Him. He will measure you. This is why a lot of you are frustrated because you've been praying about things God has not given you yet. I'm here to tell you why. Because you are praying about things that you don't have the capacity to handle. Let that sink in. You are praying about a house when you have a mentality of a room. You cannot handle that capacity. Let me measure you. And as I'm measuring you, I see that where you are, all you can handle is a room. So every time you pray for a house, is a red flag in the spirit. You're not there yet. So every time you see everyone else being blessed, God will tell you, how dare you be jealous? You're not there yet. Stay in place for this measurement. Because when the measurement is done, when God expands your mind, houses will be nothing to you. is nothing but measurement. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay in place. What is the purpose of tailoring? That purpose is to alter it to make your garments fit you correctly, providing comfort, ease of movement. Praise the Lord. If you wear a garment that you don't have comfort, you are very uncomfortable, you can't move properly. This is why some of you, you are in a rush to leave the presence of God. You did not wait for Him to do everything. So now you are moving out. You are flowing with a grace that's not even there yet. You didn't wait for God to finish. You are in a rush. Stay in place. Yes, He said you are a prophet to the nation. Yes, not now. Be measured first. Is it not in your Bible? Elisha walked with Elijah. So all the time he was walking with Elijah, he was being measured. Yes. And when the time came, he received a mantle. Your measurement was done. Now wear the mantle. You want the mantle without measurement? No, it doesn't work like that in the spiritual realm. You must be measured first. Can you handle rebukes? How do you handle when your leader said, sit down? If you can't handle that, you can't be measured. You cannot wear a mantle. Praise the Lord. Some people want leadership, but they can handle it. If your leader tell you, sit down for the next year, you're not going to preach, how would you feel? But is God measuring you? How do you take that? When your leader tell you that, what happened to your heart? What happened in your mind? What are you saying about that leader? Just know you're being measured. God wants to see, are you about the mic or are you about the secret place? Because let me tell you something, this mic can kill you. One day, sir, I was going to preach at a place. I got too excited and I said, man, I'm going to lit this place on fire. Well, I went into prayer. That was the mistake that I made, but a good mistake. I went back into prayer. I was praying. I did not even get a word yet. Then the Lord said, who's going to lit this place on fire? And He said, from today, as you hold a mic, remember, you are my mic. Do you know, when you are God's mic, you could be talking, but He turns you off a long time ago. People are listening to you. There's no impact because He turned you off. Because there's pride. Now, every time I go to a meeting to preach, I say, Lord, how can I speak without your words? If I stand before your people, please don't let it be me. Be the one that stand. Do you know how long it took me to be comfortable to stand here? I was so afraid to speak. Because I understood when you're speaking to God's people, you must make sure you have His words. That vision I saw shook me in the car because I saw a bunch of men watching other people climbing the mountain. And the angel said to me, those that you are seeing climbing are men of consecration. What happened to the rest? As I sat here, I was weeping because the dialogue continued. I was weeping. The dialogue continued. And he began to say to me, there are many men of God that have sermons without a summon. Whenever you are preaching a sermon without a summon, you are not preaching. You became a motivational speaker. I was weeping. So you mean to tell me, Lord, all these men that stand here, that stand to, in different places preaching and people are moving, you're not there? He said, I stand with men of consecration. Oh my. If there's a sermon that's preached, there must be a summon. There must be a summon. It's in that summon you will know what heaven is doing. You will know how to speak the mind of God. If there's no summon, it's you that's speaking. Praise the Lord. This is why the Lord is saying, stay in place. Because you cannot come to me undressed. Stay in place until I finish with you. Then you can rise up and come to hear instructions from heaven. Because if you don't stay in place, you will go out before your time and you will say things in Jesus' name without Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are being measured. A lot of times we are quick to call things challenge. We are quick to call things that challenge us warfare. But in reality, it's measurement. God already carved out your destiny. Before you came into this world, he knew you. Your destiny was already carved. He knew who you was going to meet. He knows everything about you. But there's one thing that he has to do for your destiny to have impact. He must dress you for the occasion. His main focus is not how well you preach, but it's how well you dressed. You see, it's not good enough to preach the word or you dress in the word. The Bible said, dress in love. What garment are you wearing today? You have nice clothes on, but in the spirit, you're naked. Because if you're not willing to be dressed by heaven, you are naked. You could wear the best Gucci, the best Louis naturally, but in the spirit, when they scan you, you are naked. Say, Lord, dress me. Huh. Oh, I tell you, in this season, you will encounter ups and downs, but it's not from hell, it's from heaven. Jesus. Have you ever heard Boost Mobile? Can you hear me now? Because God has been looking for some of you. You left the place. You left the secret place. You are talking about the God that you don't know. Because it's in the secret place you know him. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. A man could come to you and preach a great sermon. But does he live what he say? The only way that he can live it is if he's dressed. Oh, I tell you the truth. I will not lie to you. What God is doing this season, many will not be participating. Because the way that he will come, many will not expect it. Because those that have a knowledge of God, think that they know how God's going to move, they will miss it. I tell you the truth. If you're not sensitive to the Holy Ghost, you will miss the move of God. It's not your Bible. They expect the Savior to come big and glamorous, but yet he was born in a manger. Be careful of the perspective that you have when it comes to God. Get to know God for yourself before you have a perspective of him. Because this move of God, the way it's going to happen, it will be tough to predict it. The only way, the only people that will know are men of the secret place. If you're not in the secret place, you cannot hear secrets from heaven. If you're not dressed for the occasion, you cannot participate in what he's doing. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you willing to be dressed? It's amazing that before we eat salad, we have something that we use called salad dressing. So even the salad has something to dress it before you eat it. Are you consumable for God? Are you a good sacrifice? There's a lot of people, Lord, use me. Before I use you, I must kill you. Are you willing to die? But we don't like that type of speech. We like, Lord, bless me with a car. Bless me with this. How does that glorify him? How does that bring a soul to him? Amen. It's when people look at you and they can continue Psalm 23 in your life. Lord, dress me for the occasion. I have a question for you this morning. Are you willing to die? You see, this question make people afraid. Die? Me? Yes. If you are sacrificed, you must die. You must die to self. You must die. The proof that you know you died to yourself, when you go in prayer, your request ends. There's no request from you. Lord, what are you doing? How can I help you? How can I do this for you? There's no more, Lord, give me this, give me that. That request end. That's how you know you died to self. You don't ask God things anymore. You don't ask God things for you anymore. Lord, how can I help? How can I participate? What can I do? Is it fasting? Is it prayer? What can I do to participate in this move that you were doing? A lot of us say, oh my God, revival's coming. Oh, can you tell where the winds are coming from? You call yourself eagle, but can you pick the winds for you to soar? Lord, dress me. In this dressing, there will be pain. In this dressing, you will feel discouraged because what God wants you to wear is not what you want to wear. It's not about you. It's about him. Dress me for the occasion. You think this occasion is about Gucci? No. This occasion has nothing to do with your fancy wear. It's what the master wants you to wear. Praise the Lord. Lord, dress me. Have you not heard that the dress code that Joseph had for him to fulfill his destiny was not Gucci? It was a robe of many colors. Are you willing to wear that? And that robe of many colors caused him to be betrayed. Are you willing to wear that robe? Ladies and gentlemen, my message this morning is not to excite you, but it's to open your eyes. Because there's a lot of churches talking about revival when they don't have a prayer life. I don't understand this generation. We talk about revivals, but our prayer life died. How can there be revival if there's no prayer? Amen. Praise the Lord. How can there be revival if there's no prayer? Amen. When God begins to dress a man, he tackles your prayer life. Do you have endurance in prayer? The time of 10 minutes prayer is over. I hear people say, Lord, help me to carry this grace. If you cannot tarry, you cannot carry. You must learn to tarry for hours. We must have the mindset of Jacob. I will not leave until you bless me. Me and my people just finished 100 days of prayer. 100 days every night we in prayer from 10 to 11. Prayer and the testimonies. But I'm looking at them. I said, oh, what's making you pray is the testimony. But what's making me pray, I want him. Yes. You can keep the cars. You can keep everything that you receive. I want him. Yes. I was about to minister. That's 2 weeks ago. Before we end our 100 days of prayer, that the Lord said to me, I want you to go back into 220 days of prayer. Mm-hmm. If you want him, can you sacrifice? I'm telling you, I'm not here to excite you. Your silence does not move me. You know why? You could be silent and you could not be moved, but heaven is moving because I am speaking the counsel of God. Are you willing to say no to you and say yes to God? This is a man, this is a woman that's willing to be dressed for the occasion. Praise the Lord. And I want to say to you, it's time to go back to the secret place. Praise the Lord. Men and women of God, you was created in a particular mode, and that mode is the mode of prayer. Luke 18 verse 1, men ought always to
pray.
That's, see, Jesus was speaking to us because he was the one that created us. So he was telling us the mode that I made you in is the mode of prayer. This is why in his fleshly days when he was down here, what he did the most was prayer. Men ought always to pray and faint not. You must pray. The time that we are living in is a time full of traps. You must pray.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Bridge Metro West in Natick, Massachusetts. Paul David Guidry is the senior pastor at the Bridge. For more information about the Bridge Metro West family, our gatherings and events, visit www.bridgemetrowest.com or call us at 508-651-0277.